please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We have our friends back. It's NC MedAssist. You can go to MedAssist.org and find out what we're talking about. We've got a 7th annual pancake and beer virtual 5K. We've got a mobile free pharmacy. We've got a mail order pharmacy. There's so much that they can talk about when it comes to NC MedAssist. We have Sheila Kidwell and Misty Moore. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Francine.
First, let's talk about why we're having the Pancake and Beer 5K, but this year it's a virtual 5K. It's life-saving medications you're giving folks.
Absolutely. So we've been around since 1997, and obviously a lot has changed this year due to COVID. We have a free pharmacy program, so people who are low income and uninsured can receive medication. We about 75-85% have a chronic illness that we treat. So it's very essential that they continue with their diabetic medication, if they're asthmatic. So we're here to provide that for them. We also have mobile pharmacy events and a free OTC store in Mecklenburg County. And that's where we give out our free over-the-counter medication for those who need it. There are no requirements for that. You don't have to enroll in that the same way you do with the free pharmacy program. And because of COVID, we have kind of gone to a more digital platform. People can order their over-the-counter medication online on our website, themedassist.org. And the free pharmacy side, we have always been a mail order pharmacy, and we cover all of North Carolina. So that didn't have to change too much, but pretty much everything else we've been doing had to change.
Wow.
So that probably brings us to the virtual 5K. So I am the Senior Development Director here at NC MedAssist, and a lot of our fundraising efforts in order to keep our prescription program going has had to change. So we've had to be innovative, just like other nonprofits all across the whole United States. But with our 5K, we couldn't let it go. It's our 7th annual. We wanted to continue this. It's a lot of fun for people. It's pancakes and beer. And so we wanted to continue that for this year as well. And the good thing about our virtual 5K this year is that we have such a broader reach. You can register anywhere you are and run or walk or jog or anything from anywhere that you are. So even if you're on vacation in Paris, you can walk your 3.1 miles there and then log it on. The website for that is www.runncmedicist.com. And you can go on there and register for that just like you would any of the other years that we've had it. And the registration fee is $35. So, it's going to be a lot of fun this year. A lot of things have had to change with the virtual 5K. Sadly, we can't all be together and do it at the same time, but we still do have the team aspect. So if you want to get your team of friends, this is a good opportunity to do that. And, or if you want to get a team of coworkers together and just kind of do it together at your own pace, your own schedule. We do encourage everyone to run or walk or jog the 5K October the 18th through the 24th. So we're giving you a week to get this done. And then at the end of your 5K, then we are going to have participating breweries all across the state of North Carolina, where you can go and redeem a beer voucher. Everyone who's 21 and older, of course, can go to one of these participating breweries and redeem your beer voucher and get a beer. And we're going to have a lot of fun things along the way, pancakes-wise. Of course, we can't provide you with hot pancakes like we would normally do, but we'll have some fun things along the way as far as pancakes goes. But the beer aspect is still there, the fun aspect is still there, and you're still going to be helping out our North Carolina neighbors who are in need of prescription medicine.
Got it.
Yeah, and that's one thing too, Francine, that a lot of people don't realize is there's a gap between, you know, the Affordable Care Act came and they thought, oh, everybody will be covered with insurance. But there's actually a gap where you can make too much for Medicaid and not enough to get a supplement through that ACA. So about 84% of our patients live 100% below that federal poverty level. We allow you to be 200% above that federal poverty level. So that increases it. And as you can imagine, we have just had an influx of patients. So many people across our state, I think it was more than 500,000, have lost jobs, which means you lose your insurance. And if you're on a chronic illness medication, what do you do? So that's what we're here for. We are here to make sure that people who are eligible for our services, who are in need, they don't have to go to the hospital to receive medication. They can just come to us and we will make sure that they're taken care of. And it really just helps to improve the health of the community.
And you do take care of folks. I will say I've been over there a couple of times. It's all with dignity. It's a class act. It's all about caring. And a lot of times when you live 200 or 100% below the poverty line, people don't treat you as good. Let's be honest, but you do.
Yeah. Yes. And that's sad. I was actually just reading an email this morning from a woman, and she said everyone was just so kind and they just treated me as if I was at a regular pharmacy.
Right.
And that's our goal. We don't want to treat them any differently because nobody wants to live below that federal poverty line. Nobody, I mean, they're already struggling. So we are here to provide them with medication and the best service possible. We're the only organization in the state who does this. So that's why we provide medication. You can live way out in Dare County in the Outer Banks. You can live all the way up in the mountains, and we're going to mail you your prescription medication.
Wow. I've seen that pharmacy. Can you kind of give a picture of that? And I know I've got to get Misty on to talk more about the 5K. 5K. It's the 7th annual 5K. It's so fun to go in there. It's a robot. Can I tell people it's a huge robot? Is it a robot or is it a machine? It dispenses all the medications.
There's two robots. Yeah, we got a second one now. And actually, we also received a grant recently from Levine Foundation, and they allowed us to expand our pharmacy. So we're actually in the process of doing that right now so that we can have more pharmacy technicians as well as people who are in pharmacy school. They can come in and do their rotation with us. But we have the two robots. We had Max, who was a giant robot that puts the label on the bottle, spits out the medication. It's amazing. And then we were able to also get a second one, which is smaller. So that one's called Mini. So now we have Max and Mini, and we're creating more spaces so that we can have additional pharmacists and pharmacy technicians and patient compliance advocates to help to make sure that the patients have their questions answered and they know how to refill their medication. So it is. It's fun going back there and seeing all the, it's almost like Willy Wonka with all the contraptions going every which way. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Max has everything coming out of him but chocolate, right? But maybe if you guys
right, I know. If you find one of those robots, you let me know.
Wow. Because otherwise people would go, well, why don't you just hire people? Well, it would take how many pharmacists? You'd have to fill that place rim to brim with pharmacists for the work that Max
and honestly, we just don't have the room.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
So it helps tremendously. They're already tight in there. And now with the compliance, we need to be 6 feet apart. So we're trying to do things as safely as possible, minimize that contact. And that's really what Max and Mini help us do.
Max and Mini. Oh, okay. If you're just not tuning in, we're having too much fun talking about making, you know, medication affordable. And then sometimes it needs to be free for some folks who live 100, 200% below the poverty line. So right now, go to medassist.org. That's medassist.org. Sheila's joining us. Misty's joining us. Misty, you got to tell us more about this 7th annual, because I like how you're having it on one date, which is October the 18th, but you're giving us till October the 24th to walk 3.1 miles. I like that part.
Yeah. So, yeah, all of this just 5K just ties into exactly what Sheila was saying about providing free prescription medicines to those in need all across the state. So this is one of our larger fundraisers typically. It's our 7th annual Pancakes and Beer 5K. It can be ran, walked, jogged from anywhere, anywhere USA, anywhere beyond USA, wherever you are at that point in time, October the 18th through the 24th. You can run, walk the 5K. You log your time on. So once you register for the 5K, you've got an account, and then you'll go back in there and log in your time. And we will have prizes for the fastest runner. The big thing about our race and what we really try to do is focus on the fundraising aspect of it as well. So, of course, every registration helps all of these folks who are in need of our prescription medicines. All of those funds go towards that. But also, we do have a fundraising aspect, and that means that we do encourage people to join a team or do this individually. And that means we want you to raise at least $200 to support one of these patients that we're talking about. And right now it's even more important, of course, with COVID and everything that's going on, and the influx of patients that we're seeing and the influx of people who are needing our services, to help them out. So it's just, we just have to raise the $200. So it's not necessary. You don't have to do that, but it is an important aspect of our race to kind of keep that in mind, since it is virtual and we can't be together all together at the same time that week, which is so unfortunate. We're so sad about that, but we still want to have all of the same components of the 5K that we typically would.
Okay.
And that $200 to Francine, that will sponsor a patient. The $200 will sponsor a patient for an entire year. So when Misty's talking about this, what is $200, it's only $35 to register for the race. Our goal is to try to get each person who's running to raise $200 through their own fundraising or getting a team together so that they could sponsor a patient for an entire year. And last year, we served over 20,000 patients in our free pharmacy. And combined with our over-the-counter program, it was more than 51,000 total. So we serve patients all across the state. And if you figure in a cost of $200 per patient, that's a lot of money that we need to raise. But that's why we're here. And one thing I want to add, too, my best friend moved to Hawaii, and she was with me to do it last year. And I thought, what am I going to do this year? Well, we're going to do it on FaceTime.
Ooh.
So if you have friends that live in another state, if you live in another country, you just set up your time, you get on FaceTime, and it's like you're running, walking, jogging. I joke all the time because sometimes I like to skip, maybe even do a bell hop. So wherever they are, they can join you. Get on FaceTime. Even if you're not looking at them, have it connected to your arm and you can be talking just like they're side by side.
Oh, yeah. What a great idea, Sheila. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I need to start talking about that a little bit more. FaceTime. FaceTime your friends and do it together.
That's right. Especially after this.
And then you can go back home or go to one of our participating breweries and have a beer together.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Celebrate.
Fun.
See.
So much fun.
You guys have so much fun to do such worthy work. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. And this will definitely help. I have gained a little of that quarantine weight. So getting back out there and doing a little exercise wouldn't do me a little harm.
You know what I like about it? Hey, Misty, you know what I like about Sheila is that she's going to skip. I want to see that.
Oh, yeah, me too. I want to see Sheila do it. Sheila,
you can FaceTime me, okay?
We're in the office today together. This is our day in the office together. So I want to see her skipping down the hallways.
You might even see a bellhop.
Yeah. What is that thing when you click both your shins together, your heels?
Your feet.
Yeah, your feet. Is that a bellhop?
The bellhop.
Oh.
Yes.
Can you do that?
I can.
Yeah. I'm going to see that.
We went on strike one year in gymnastics, and everybody just went across the stage and just did bellhops. We were on strike. I was like 9. So I was an advocate even back then.
You ladies, I tell you, you want to be involved with a great organization, a fabulous nonprofit. It's NC MedAssist, but when you go online, knock off the NC and put in medassist.org. If you want to register for that fabulous 5K, the 7th annual 5K that's happening October the 18th, go to runncmedassist.com. It's $35, but if you can afford $200 to help someone just this year, isn't that a nice little contribution for an entire year of medication? Wow. All right. I want to thank you guys. You are always a delight to interview.
Francine, we appreciate you so much. And we look forward to hopefully coming over and seeing you sometime soon. I know this is all virtual, but we really can't wait to see you. And we hope that you stay well.
Smooches. I miss you, ladies.
I know. Hopefully we'll see each other soon. Thank you.
Kisses and hugs virtually.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.